Wild Game Players. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wild Game Players. How many wild game players do you know? Well, I don't think we know too many of them. The wild game players are people who are just outstanding, who are just amazing, who are just doing things that delight their heart, and oh, they have a little sense of perhaps it might work and perhaps it wouldn't, but they have more of a sense that it will work than that it will not work. Wild game players really know how to play the game. Wild game players really know how to do everything they want to do in beautiful, fantastic ways. Now, what kind of a wild game player are you? Are you a wild game player? Do you go into a game and say, hey, let's do it this way? And so then you go into life and a situation comes up and it says, hey, let's go and make an investment in this corporation. We have a couple $1,000s here, and it'd be kind of fun to invest in this corporation. Let's see if it really is going to be successful or not. Let's see if we can really make it into some money by just investing in it. And then, that's what others are telling you. And then you say, Now if we take that same couple $1,000s, and we go out and we buy ourselves a bunch of bags of peanuts, and then we take these bags of peanuts to the ballpark and we sell them. We buy the bags of peanuts for 10 cents a bag, and we get, say, 2,000 bags. And we go to the ballpark and we sell them for 50 cents a bag. And sure, it's labor, sure, it's time, sure, it's effort, but that's what a profit means, a little bit of labor, time, and effort. And we go to the ballpark and we ask all the kids to join us and help on this project because this is a money-making project for the church. Well, that's always a good program. And so the kids are just too eager to help. And they go out and they sell up a storm. And people sometimes give them 50 cents instead of just 25 cents. And sometimes they give them more and sometimes they give them less. But they take what they can get. And by the end of the day, that $2,000 has become $50,000. Wow, $50,000, that's a lot of change. Yes, it is. Now, is it worth the effort? Now, that's on behalf of the church. Okay, so the labor was free. All the kids who were helping and the adults who were helping, they gave their time and their effort for nothing. They gave it for the church because they believed in the teachings of the church. So, I mean, that was just a little thing there. But now, what other money-making proposition could we have developed that could have been as effective? Now, we could go out, and many people have these pre-planned profit-making programs, and they make a profit first, which is natural, and then the rest is passed along. Well, why not do it yourself? Why not be creative? Why not be imaginative? Now, I didn't run the figures through the atom machine there. You can do that yourself if you wish, but can you imagine that when you buy something for 10 cents a bag, and you sell it for 25 or 50 cents a bag, you sell it at a market value that it'll take because people want to buy it in the ballpark. They'll take it. You look at the machines today, the vending machines, and you look at the portion of nuts that you get, the portion of candy you get, the portion of anything that you get. And it is so small compared to what it was maybe 20 years ago. Oh, 20 years ago is a long time. Well, people made money 20 years ago by giving abundance. Now, maybe we could make money these days by giving abundance too, by having a wild game and playing it in a wonderful, fantastic way. It's not a matter of cheating people. It's a matter of giving money for money, giving benefit for benefit, helping a program and doing something beautiful. Do you have wild games? Now, you can be sure, you can be sure the head of the CEO of IBM or Hewlett-Packard or any of these other wonderful companies. They are wild game players. They don't do it unwisely. They do it very wisely, but they are wild game players. They take chances. They take chances in the market. They build a new car and hope that it'll sell. They build a new design and they want it to be a very big seller. Well, they know that the marketing has to go along with the object. So when you go to the ballpark to sell the peanuts, you say, peanuts, you know, big bag of peanuts, and whatever the size of peanuts may be, doesn't matter. But you say, big bag, by what comparison? Well, big bag, and people, oh, they're just hungry. They will buy 2-3 bags, and they'll buy 6-10 bags for all the kids in the family. And before you know it, you've made a wonderful progress. You made a wonderful sale. Isn't that something? You've done something so exciting. But you're wild game players. You're doing wonderful, fantastic, glorious things, and you're having a ball. And you know, it always works. It always works when we are wild game players, when we are having a ball. Are you ready for having such a ball, having such a wonderful adventure in your life? Well, consider being a wild game player. Not that you are foolish, not that you are not using good judgment, but that you are able to see beyond the immediate, and you are able to see what is it that people want. They want the peanuts, and you had the courage to go out and buy the peanuts at 10 cents a bag, and you bought good peanuts, and you bought them in volume, so you were able to get a discount. And that discount earns you money. That discount earns you money because you have to set up a selling operation. But that's a wild player's game. It's something that who knows if it's going to succeed or not. Well, and there's no reason it shouldn't succeed unless you don't believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself, your game succeeds. When you believe in yourself, all the things you dream about come through. Are you a wild game player? I think we all are wild game players if the game is a reasonable, sound game. But are we a wild game player when the chance is a little more risky? Are we a wild game player where we can merge companies and hope that they will blend into a successful operation? Well, our big CEOs are people who earn these fantastic, outrageous sums of money. Outrageous by what effect? The result that they get, if they were to get a percentage on the work that they do, then they would be getting even less than what they're... If they were to get a percentage, they'd get more than what they're getting now. But the thing is, it would seem too outrageous. So, think about that. Be a wild game player. And have a lot of fun, because that's part of what life is all about. Life is all about going out and having fun and being yourself and doing wonderful things that make life all sorts of exciting activities. Know that I see you, a wild game player, just like I am, because I love you. I love you. I love you.